Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hello, everyone. This is Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen. And boy, we got a great show for you on this Friday. And happy Friday to everybody. We're getting ready for another beautiful weekend of football heading your way, and it starts with Louisiana High School football on Friday. You got college football on Saturday, NFL on Sunday. It's a beautiful time to be alive. And if you look outside, if you've been outside the last couple of days, man, it is football weather. It's nice, cool. And I remember being back in middle school, putting the pads on, playing football, and it got you pumped playing in cool weather and hitting somebody in really cool weather out in Louisiana, which we don't get a lot. So when we do get that cool weather, known for the hot summers and the hurricanes, been a rough summer for a lot of people out there, to get that nice cool breeze in the last couple of days, it sets up a beautiful weekend of football. And you know, when that fall weather is coming, it's truly football weather here in Louisiana, and hope that everybody's enjoying it, because it looks like we'll be getting it for the next couple of months as we wind down the football season. And yeah, if anybody's wondering why Jace is hosting today's show, well, Lee was on the road today. He went to Liberty High School, Liberty Magnet High School, and you're probably thinking to yourself, that is a unfamiliar name when it comes to high schools in Louisiana. Well, it's really not that unfamiliar. If you go back, Liberty Magnet High School is actually Lee High School in Baton Rouge. Had football a long time ago, and they're just getting the football program back. And as far as a new football program coming back after a long time, man, they have themselves really, really good athletes coming up. Especially is headlined by the junior, and that is junior running back Caleb Jackson. If you haven't heard that name, ladies and gentlemen, well, you will be hearing it for the next 2 years. Caleb Jackson is a running back for Liberty Magnet High School. Myself and Lee, we brag about the talent at the running back position. For the senior class, when we talked about Trevor Etienne of the world and the Trevante Citizens, Le'Veon Mosses, I mean, those guys we talk highly about. But Caleb Jackson, I mean, 5'10", 200 pounds, the first time I remember hearing about this kid was my dad. He is actually an assistant coach at Plaquemine High School. And Caleb runs a lot of track for Liberty Magnet. And in that district track meet, you're also slotted with Estruma. And Estruma has themselves a very highly recruited running back of their own in Le'Veon Moss. Le'Veon Moss, everybody knows, was once committed to Alabama. Now he's a decommit from Alabama currently. Well, long story short, Caleb Jackson, I believe, beat Le'Veon Moss in a track event. I believe it was the 100 meters, if I'm not mistaken. But anytime you can outrun Le'Veon Moss, it shows you what he can do. But Liberty Magnet right now, as far as a team, starting their first varsity season under head coach Dre Trosclair. Coach Trosclair is 2-0 with the Patriots of Liberty Magnet High School, formerly known as Lee High School. And it's been two dominant victories to start the season. As I mentioned, Caleb Jackson, the first game, I believe, against White Castle, he only had 9 carries in the game, but 5 of them, 5, 5 for 9, if you think about it, which is a really good day at the office if you're shooting the basketball, but this is football. He carried 9 carries, and on 9 carries, he scored 5 touchdowns. That is just unbelievable what he was able to do. 260 yards on 9 carries. And he's showing you why he is one of the most highly sought out running backs alive in college football as far as high school recruits. So far, he's got 7 offers. And they are Baylor, Florida State, Louisville, LSU, Ole Miss, TCU, Texas A&M, Houston, and Tulane. So after the great start to the season, I believe he had another 4 touchdowns in another game. The other game, Liberty was able to play so far. So 2-0 start, and I know everybody's looking at Caleb Jackson, but there's a lot of talent on his Liberty Mandan High School football squad. And in their first year of varsity football, they played JV the last 2 years. Well, they could challenge for a district title when it's all said and done. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to introduce an interview. Why did I mention all of this about Liberty Mandan? Why do I mention about this at all? Well, Lee Burkeen went to Liberty Mandan High School on Thursday to talk to head coach Dre Trostler and also to interview the highly talented star running back for Liberty Mandan, Caleb Jackson, class of 2023. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. This is Jace Lejeune filling in for Lee for Friday, as Lee went to Liberty Mandan High School. So this is another on-the-road interview that Lee has been able to do with a lot of high school football teams, just kind of give you behind-the-scenes look and behind-the-scenes action as far as what goes on throughout the week with a lot of high school football teams and players. You get to know them on Friday nights, but there is a lot of work to be put into in order for these players to excel on Friday night. So Lee sat down with head coach Dre Trostler, who had himself really great success at Ascension Catholic High School, went to back-to-back state championship games, led the Bulldogs to two straight state championships. And after his tenure at Ascension Catholic has been done, he was hired to be the head coach for Liberty High School, Liberty Mandan. They played JV the last 2 years, a JV-type schedule. This is their first year playing varsity action, and so far, it's been a great debut for the Patriots, 2-0 on the season, and it's because of not only Coach Trostler leading this group, but also star running ability of Caleb Jackson. And you get to hear it from both these guys with Lee Burkeen. Check this interview out.
I'm here with head football coach Dre Trostler from, I want to say Lehigh, but it's not Lehigh anymore. It's Liberty High School. Not far from LSU, not far from College Drive.
Yeah.
The school's got a lot of tradition. I saw a lot of great players come out of here in my day. Mm-hmm. I think the 80, 81, 79 team, Drew, had like seven players signed with LSU.
A lot of guys.
The Delicanos went here. Mm-hmm. Eugene Daniel.
Yeah.
Al Richardson.
Yeah. Reggie Torber.
Reggie Torber was a running back. Yeah. He was a stud in his day. And then yeah. I watched your team on film last year, and y'all weren't even playing LHSA yet.
Right, JV.
And I was watching the Central Episcopal game. I knew you were the coach, and I'm like, man, I want to check that game out. I watched it, and I said, man, for a first-year team, y'all got some good-looking kids coming up. I mean, you know, most schools have like 15, 20 kids out
right.
or no prospects or nobody, but you yeah. got a nucleus of guys that can play.
Yeah, definitely. We got our 2023 class is pretty special.
Yeah,
we got several guys that can go play at the next level.
Your running back is breaking records in track.
Yeah.
I know he's head in head with the streamer running back Moss.
Mm-hmm.
LeVon Moss. I think he even beat him in a track meet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
What was that 100-meter time? I know it was really good.
It was 10.59.
I mean, that's not every day.
Right, yeah.
What do you think of McNeely and then your running back? I know those are two of your more
mm-hmm.
talented right. young kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Caleb, obviously, he's got all the accolades already. He's a guy that, you know, he's been offered by 8 or 9 Power 5 schools, big-time guys, and they're going to keep rolling in. You know, he's got 18 carries on the season for over 300 yards and 9 touchdowns. So every other time he touches it, it's a touchdown, which is pretty special, but that's what we expect of him. He's a very talented player. Like you said, he's got the speed, he's got power, and then he just can do everything out of the backfield. He can catch it out of the backfield. He can pass protect. And then with McNeely, McNeely's a do-it-all guy for us. He starts at safety for us. He starts at slot. He's our deep snapper. He returns punch, returns kicks. So, I mean, he's a guy that we really rely on heavily to do a lot of things for us.
Well, number four, Lester Jones, caught my eye, coach, at the end, outside linebacker type, young guy.
Okoye
is a linebacker, number nine. He's really good. He's another young stud.
Both of those guys, juniors, and both of those guys, I think, can go on and play at the next level for sure.
The Gross kid has got some talent, number 15, your quarterback. Bryson Morgan has got some talent. Caleb Jackson is the running back.
Right.
For the listeners, Richard McNeely's the number one, your receiver DB. And
we're
not even talking about your linemen yet, but just your skill guys, you got seven, eight guys that are coming up. And but I want to just introduce the program to people that listen to the show, Coach. This goes to Shreveport.
Okay.
Goes to Lafayette, Monroe, and all over. What can you tell people? I know that, you know, to get into this school, there is a GPA requirement.
Right.
You had mentioned 2.5. But it's a great school, state-of-the-art school.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, man. I mean, y'all got top-flight weight room.
Yeah.
Gym. I mean, it's just – gorgeous place.
I mean, the school's awesome. It really is. We just, you know, we're trying to put it on the map as far as a football program standpoint to get people to understand that, you know, we're new to the LHSAA, but we're trying to make some noise here early, and we got the guys to do it, and we're just trying to, you know, go around the Baton Rouge area and make ourselves known here as well as, you know, with throughout the state, obviously, because a lot of people still in Baton Rouge don't recognize it as Liberty. So you go around with the LM logo, and people are like, hey, what's that stand for? And it's like, it's Liberty.
They say New England Patriots.
Right, yeah.
It looks like New England Patriots.
Like, what is that? Right. So, you know, you explain to people even here in Baton Rouge what the school is, where it's at, and they're like, oh, okay, on Lee Drive. It's like, same place. So, just kind of trying to get our brand out there and market that as best as we can.
Coach, a little bit more about your staff. I mean, first of all, I noticed that George Hart's on it.
Mm-hmm.
His son's doing great from Catholic High, running back at Arizona State. You said he's about to get a scholarship.
Yeah, that was awesome. We actually got the call. Well, George got the call the other day while he was in here.
That's good.
During the rain delay, and his little George was all excited and freaking out. And so George ran out of here, came back in here, and told us that was a really cool thing.
Yeah, you got his other son on the staff too. Like I said, little George. And then Corey Lindsay, a high school All-American from Baton Rouge, is also on your staff.
Yeah, he's done a great job. This is his first year with us, working with the DBs, and, man, he's a fantastic coach, just a great person, a great mentor for these kids. You know, he's from where they're from, so I think it's a big help getting him on the staff.
Is Javon Yarbrough, is he the St. John High School graduate from
Ascension Catholic. He was my quarterback.
There you go.
He was my quarterback.
I knew there was a tie with you
a couple years ago. Yeah, so I guess his senior year was my second year as head coach at Ascension.
I want to give a shout-out to the rest of the staff so they don't get upset when they hear the show. Brandon Williams, D-line coach, DB coach Thomas Sparrow, also Brian Moore, so O-line coach, Taylor Sharp, quarterbacks coach, and offensive coordinator Joshua Gase, or Gass.
Gass.
And that's a good name. Turn up the gas on offense.
Yeah.
Your video operations guys, Brandon Hilliard.
Yeah.
Principals Brandon Levitino and athletic director Brandon White. I mean, y'all got a great operation.
Yeah.
You had a great program at Ascension Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You come here. What do you think? I mean, this is y'all playing in LHSA first year.
Right.
What do you think of where the program's at being new?
I think it's right on schedule for what we wanted it to be. I mean, some people even when they see us play might say it's a little bit ahead of schedule, which I'd like to think that was my goal to begin with, to kind of be exceeding people's expectations early on. So I think we've been able to do that here early on. So I really like where we're at as a program, and I think the sky could be the limit for us as long as we just keep doing things the right way.
Dre, what do you think of the district? You got some tough teams in it. St. Michael's, who's not a household name, no pushover.
Right.
I mean, I watched them that play neck and neck with Live Oak the other night.
Yeah, their defense has been playing well, St. Michael's. So that's definitely a team. Then Estruma, obviously they got Le'Veon Moss.
Right.
They got a lot of other talented athletes. And then Plaquemine. Plaquemine always is one of those teams in the district that, you know, is perennially the powerhouse of the district. So, I mean, those are some teams up top. And then, you know, you finish up Bel Air, Tara, Broadmoor. So, I mean, it's a pretty decent-sized district. But, yeah, there's definitely some competition in there.
Dre, what's a typical Friday for you to get prepared, and always just the mind of a coach with being here at the school. What time do y'all eat? How do y'all prepare? What's your system?
Yeah, we eat at 3. We eat at 3, then we have quiet time after that. We kind of relax till 5 o'clock. Then we get up, load the buses, head to the field, and then that's pretty much it. We try to just kind of stay as relaxed and as loose as possible. And like you seen when you came in, I told the kids it's going to be like game day quiet time. So they know whenever it's time to shut it down, we shut it down and lock in and focus. So that's kind of the way we treat it.
Hey, they were quiet now. Yeah. I walked in. I was like, whoa.
Right.
90 kids in here.
Yeah.
Anything you want the public to know that we haven't mentioned? I know we're going to be interviewing your stud running back, Caleb, in a few minutes.
But. Yeah. No, just, man, if you got a chance to come see us, whether we're on the road or we play our home games at Olympia, obviously we don't have a home stadium, so that's where, you know, our home stadium is. So if people get a chance to come check us out, I think we're going to put a good brand of football on the field. So if those guys are interested, and we got a lot of talented players. So, I mean, I'd like for people to come and see what we can offer, especially, you know, even once a lot of these colleges start to see, you know, exactly what we have to offer. Because the more people that come watch Caleb and Richard and Jordan, they're going to start seeing Lester and Bryson and Kylan. Yeah. And we got a ton of talented kids. So, I mean, I really want to get their names out there and get them the publicity that I think they deserve that they probably haven't gotten yet because we've been a JV program.
Well, they're in the preview magazine.
There we go.
Well, how'd you like it?
It was good. Yeah, I did like it, man. You guys do a great job with the magazine. So I think it's fantastic that you guys do that. And it really gives our guys a chance to, you know, like you said, get their name out there. And
I'm bringing you magazines today, but I was like, did you get it? And you're like, yeah, I got it.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we turning our attention to college, I want to get your thoughts. What do you think of in-state Louisiana football this year? I know you like LSU.
Yeah.
I know it's had been the greatest year so far. Right. Still, they play state. Mm-hmm. This show is going to air Friday.
Okay.
I want to mention Dre's team plays – at Olympia against Broadmoor, which will be tonight.
Thursday night. Tomorrow.
Yeah, this will play on Friday, so this game will already be played.
But, right.
Thursday night at Olympia against Broadmoor. But what do you think of the college in-state schools like Tech, Tulane?
Yeah.
Almost beat Oklahoma.
Right.
Have you been watching
it? Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge college football guy, but I think, you know, LSU, obviously, they just need to kind of settle in and have an identity. Obviously, there's been so much coaching turnover with the systems that they run and things like that. And then just getting new guys in, they're still young. You know what I mean? The team's still young, relatively speaking, at a lot of the positions. You know, you got a first-year starter in Johnson. So, I think, you know, it's time to go, though. Now, they're getting in the SEC stretch of the schedule. It's not going to be easy. The SEC's loaded again.
Metal to the pedal, man.
Yeah, so we got to figure out, you know, those guys got to you know, get adjusted quickly, obviously, and, you know, take each game one at a time. But I've been impressed with the things that Tech has done, especially in the past couple of years, man. They go to a bowl game and win it every year.
They embarrassed Miami last year.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, Tulane has done a great job. Yeah. They didn't play great against Ole Miss after the rain delay. But, like you said, against Oklahoma to the wire. I mean, so in UL, this has been a great program with Napier. And then even the guys with, like, Rebo at Nichols and Southeastern. Right. Those, I mean, I think Louisiana football is in a great place right now. And even, you know, Southern and Grant, especially the guys around here, they love Southern. So, I mean, I like where Louisiana football is at. We didn't have a great week one due to Ida. I mean, everybody lost except for Grambling.
Right.
So, I mean, that was kind of tough to see. But, I mean, obviously the practice preparations and things kind of got thrown out the window. But I like where we're at, you know, at this point in the season. I think we could finish maybe two or three teams inside that top 25 if LSU can crank it back up and, you know, UL and maybe sneak in a Tulane or a Tech late in the season.
We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Lee will continue his interview with Liberty Manit High School head football coach Dre Trosclair, and he'll also interview Liberty's star running back, Caleb Jackson. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sports Scout Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back to the Sports Scout Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. I am your host for today, Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keen, as well as editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. Well, we're about to continue Lee's interview as he went on the road today to Liberty Manit High School, formerly known as Lee High School, to some of our older listeners out there, as they have the football program back, as the football program once again is a part of the school, playing his first year in varsity after playing 2 years in junior varsity. And what a story has been for Coach Dre Trosclair and the Patriots so far, starting the season at 2-0. Well, Lee will continue his interview with head coach Dre Trosclair, and we'll also get to hear from their star running back, one of the top running backs in the nation, Caleb Jackson. Here is some more with Lee Burkine at Liberty Manit High School with Coach Trosclair and Caleb Jackson.
Coach, what do you think of Caleb Jackson, your running back? Let me just throw my two cents. I watch teams all over the state, mm-hmm. and I start compiling by position a year in advance.
Yeah.
I've got him as one of the top three running backs in the state for his class. If you're top three, you're D1, you're power five.
Yeah.
We sit here and split hairs and say this guy's five, four, whatever. But him being a top three running back might end up being the best running back in the state next year. What do you think how his recruitment is right now to what probably it'll end? Definitely he'll be a Tech, ULL.
Right.
But we're going to have the Memphises and people like that after him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got the LSU offer. He's got the Florida State offer.
So LSU has offer.
Yeah, he's got LSU, Florida State, Ole Miss, A&M, Baylor, TCU.
Already,
yeah. So, I mean, the smaller schools haven't even offered him yet because those have been the ones that have come through first. So he's got, eight Power Fives, and then Toledo offered the other day. So, and I know Auburn and North Carolina, those guys are really close. Louisville's offered him. So he's got a ton of offers, and that's kind of where he's looking at. The only guy that we've seen that's slated above him in all these national rankings and things is the Holly kid from Union Parish, Trey Holly.
Different kind of back.
But now, obviously, we're biased because he's ours, so we think he's better than Trey.
Trey's a total different guy.
Definitely.
Your back is a true running back.
He's an all-purpose back for sure.
Caleb is, 200 pounds?
205, 205, 5'11".
5'10 and a half, true height, without
true height, no shoes on.
And power, tackle, outside, everything. 10, 500 meters.
Yeah, he can run.
He's been at
the ESPN 300 combine this summer on the laser. He ran 4.41. He was the fastest guy at the camp.
But he backs it up in pads.
He's never been caught. He breaks away from everything. I definitely think by the time his senior year is done, I think he's definitely going to be the number one running back in the state. He's already a 4-star, on Rivals. He's been ranked, within the top 100 of the 2023
class. And Holly might be the best athlete in the country.
Yeah, I mean, Holly's fantastic.
From Union Parish.
Right. Holly's a fantastic
athlete. I watched him coach against Captain Shreve this year.
Yeah.
And Holly was getting the ball. He must have got the ball 35 times.
Yeah, he gets a ton of carries.
Because they don't throw it.
Right.
So, Captain Shreve being 5A, and Union Parish is 3A?
Three.
I mean, Captain Shreve's got some serious talent.
Oh, yeah. Shreve's got talented dudes.
They had 9 in the box.
Yeah.
And they they held him for about 3 quarters, and then he busts 2 80-yard runs.
Yeah.
You know it was coming.
Right.
Because everybody stacked in.
Yeah.
And they entice you keep feeding the big beast, O-line.
I think that's something that's pretty cool, too, to see the contrast in, how they use Trey and how we use Kate. Because, we still throw – we got 2 games under our belt, and he's touched it 18 times. But he's got 9 touchdowns out of those 18 carries.
Right.
So, it's just impressive what he's able to do when he does touch the ball. And then us still spread the ball out and use him as a decoy because we know teams are going to load up, so we can get Gross on the perimeter and throw the balls to McNeely on those little tunnel screens and stretch the field vertically and things like that. So, he's – and the best thing is about Caleb, He's a hard worker. He really works his tail off. He's the strongest kid in the weight room, and it's not just, you know, a lot of it.
Well, he's benching in threes right
now.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's true 315 bench press. I mean, he power cleaned 315 for the first time this summer, and he squats 500 plus. You know, we kind of shut him down because we don't want him to squat too much. It's like, all right, you've proven that.
We know what you can do.
You can handle a load, and, you know, but he pushes his teammates. He's a leader, and he, you know, he's a joy to coach. Obviously, he's the most talented, you know, player I've coached in my head coaching career. So
I've watched your team play, but this is for people listening, Coach. Tell everybody your strength background. Most coaches are offensive guys. Some are defensive guys.
Yeah.
What is your expertise background? And then tell them about your what kind of offense you run, even right. off-season you play. What?
Yeah. So offense, I mean, I'm an offensive guy. Now, I have an offensive coordinator here. And then but, you know, recently as of this year, I've become our defensive coordinator. So I've kind of shifted gears and shifted focus because we were going on three coordinators in 3 years on the defensive side of the ball, and I wanted some stability. So I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to be here. Right. So let's run this, and we'll get this system in. And that's kind of, you know, the mindset behind that. But spread, we're a spread offense. We run a lot of 20 personnel, 10 personnel, two back stuff. We try to be balanced, you know, we try to be 50-50 if we can. I like to lean on the run a little bit more, obviously, because we got a talented running back that you don't get to see every day. So, yeah. I mean, if you got a four-star running back in the backfield, we're not going to throw it 75% of the time. We're going to do what's best for the football team. Yeah. But we spread it out, man. We try to get the ball to our perimeter playmakers, which we got a ton. So we got to try to get the ball in space and, you know, kind of showcase those guys. Then defensively, we run 3-3 stack. That's what we base out of. But we bump into the 3-4 and play cover two behind it against all the spread stuff that you see nowadays.
You got to change it up.
And then, you know, we go 4-2-5 sometimes. Yeah. So, I mean, defensively, we're a ton of different things.
I mean, if we base out of the 3-3 stack. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody has their base. Right, that, okay, this is our base defense. Right, but, three, I mean, four, four, how many times are you in it? You know what I mean? Based on what they do, it dictates kind of what we shift to. So. Yeah, but that's I mean, that's us in a nutshell. We just try to, you know, be a disciplined football team. Don't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties. You know, all the same things that any good coach across the state is going to tell you. That's what we strive to be. We want to be one of the more well-coached teams. We don't want to be, you know, out-schemed. We want our guys to be able to line up to everything. And if we lose on a Friday night, we want it to be just because we were simply outmanned. We don't want it to have anything to do with, you know, us as a scheme, as an X's and O's thing. It can't be that. We got to put the kids in positions to win.
Coach, this is for the parents listening, but if somebody wanted to enroll at Liberty High School,
mm-hmm.
what do they need to do? How do they go about it? I know you have to have a certain, like a GPA 2.5.
Yeah.
But – you know, you can live anywhere and go here.
Yeah, so anywhere in East Baton Rouge Parish can come here. You got to go to the portal. It's a magnet, ebrmagnet.com or something like that. And there's an online portal. You select which magnet school you want to go to. Obviously, Liberty would be the one if you want to come here. And then, yeah, the standards is 2.5 GPA, and you got to have a basic or above on the LEAP test. And that goes back to your 7th and 8th grade
years.
You
got to maintain that.
Of junior high. And, yeah, and you have to maintain your 2.5 while you're here. You get one probationary semester if you do drop below it at the end of the semester, or you can get it back above, but if not, you go back to your home zone school. So I mean, it's a unique dynamic on how we run this place, but I think it's good for the kids. It keeps them focused, and it gives them something to strive for. That way, you know, they're not just kind of skating by and making whatever grades are necessary to be eligible to play sports, but making the grades that will help them get into the colleges that they want to go to and, you know, give them a better future.
It's a dumb question, but who is the mascot?
We had it created.
Yeah,
we branded it. Yeah, we branded it through. I don't know which company it was, but yeah, it was just something that they did for us. We kind of gave them like a mock-up of, hey, this is kind of how we want it. We didn't want to copy the Patriots because a lot of schools do that.
Right.
Like I think North Vermilion, Ellender, so a bunch of schools in the state who are the Patriots, they just kind of slapped that New England logo, and we were like, all right, let's do something a little bit different.
Terra looks like USC.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so the U High looks like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. So we were trying to get a little bit more unique in that aspect.
I love it. I love the blue and red. The flag colors.
Right.
Love that. But yeah, I appreciate you joining us today, Coach.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming by.
We got Caleb coming up next.
Yep. Awesome.
All right.
I'll go grab him.
That was Liberty Mandan High School head football coach Dre Trosclair. Appreciate Coach Trosclair for taking some time with Lee Burkeen to talk to him before. This interview occurred yesterday, so this was Thursday night. Thursday evening they did this interview. But Thursday night, Liberty actually played a game against Broadmoor, and they won in pretty dominant fashion, scoring 60 points. It wasn't really even close. 60-0 was the final score. So Liberty, they had himself a 49-7 victory over White Castle, a 52-0 victory over East Iberville, and now a 60-0 victory over Broadmoor. Congratulations, Coach Trosclair and the Patriots. They are moving along like the New England Patriots so far and playing like it, 3-0 on this young season. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we will finally have this conversation with Caleb Jackson, and you heard it here with Coach Trosclair and Lee. There's going to be an interesting running back debate next year when we talk about Trey Holly from Union Parish. We talk about Caleb Jackson from Liberty Magnet. So you have Liberty Magnet's Caleb Jackson, a four-star, and Trey Holly, also a four-star for Union Parish. That's going to be quite a battle for the best running back in the state of Louisiana next year. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. We'll be right back, and we'll have more with Caleb Jackson.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. I am your host for today, Jace Lejeune. I am the producer of the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen, but I'm also the editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. And speaking of Louisiana Football Magazine, well, this is, I believe, week four of this young high school football season. I believe it's also week four of the college football season. So still plenty of football to come around, and it's still plenty of time for you to get yourself a Louisiana Football Magazine copy, whether it's a north version of the magazine or south. Heck of it, just get both. But you can order both magazines on our website. You can find it at lafootballmagazine.com/store. Then you can decide which magazines you want to order. And it covers all the high school football teams in Louisiana, covers all the college football teams in Louisiana. We even have a special recruiting section for North Louisiana if you get the North copy, and for South Louisiana if you get the South copy. Well, that is my my pitch for Louisiana Football Magazine. And now we're going to get back to our interview. I'm sure that's what y'all are waiting to hear from Lee about. Well, everybody knows Caleb Jackson is one of the country's top prep running backs for the class of 2023, 5'10", 205 pounds. He has electrifying speed. I believe in the first two games, I don't have the stats from the third game yesterday against Broadmoor. I'm sure he scored some touchdowns in that Broadmoor game, but 9 touchdowns in his first two games, I believe, dominating the start of the season. And I tell you, I've been very impressed by him as a kid as well, as far as how he handles himself. And we know what kind of star athlete he is, but Caleb's a special human being as well. And he puts it all together, man. It's going to be tough to stop this young man and from Baton Rouge. So just received an offer from LSU, his hometown school, and grew up loving and watching the LSU Tigers. So hopefully, if you're an LSU Tigers fan, you hope that you get Caleb Jackson in the end after the end of next year. But this is Lee Burkeen. He's going to go one-on-one with the star running back from Liberty Magnet High School, Caleb Jackson. Check this out.
Saw you play last year.
Yes, sir.
I told Coach I saw the Ascension Episcopal game. And I'm like, let me watch them guys, man, because...
Well, not that game, though.
I mean, I'm like, this is a new program. And I'm like, I'm that guy that likes to watch everybody.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, man, I'm so glad I watched it. I was so happy. Because when I was finished, I'm like, who's this Caleb Jackson? Who's this McNeely kid? Yes, sir. Who's this guy? Who's that guy? Who's Lester Jones? Y'all got so many young... talented players, Caleb, and I know you're the the star of the team or the leader of the team, but there's a lot of great players.
Yes,
how does it feel to be at a new school with all this talent and what y'all can accomplish at a quick stage.
I mean, for real, it was like surprising because, you know, we had all these people, but, you know, they didn't play football. They came into Liberty because, you know, it was a good academic school. But now we getting all of them, collecting all of them, and we seem like we're actually like a pretty good team. You know, it's like a lot of hidden gems.
Now, you still got a lot of ball left.
Is there?
I mean, some people in their mind, if you close your eyes, some people think you're already a senior, but you're not a 222. You're a 223 guy. How are you so good in track? Most guys that play football aren't good in both. Mm-hmm. But you're so good, and you weigh 205.
Yes, sir.
I don't, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I only know one guy that weighed 200 pounds that ran a 10-500 meters. That was Landon Collins.
Yes,
you're the only other 200-plus guy. A lot of them guys like, wait, 170, 180 maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, how you running 10-5 and 100 at 205 pounds?
I think my track coach was
there. You go.
That was a lot of technique he taught me because, you know, I just ran. I was pretty good at that, but I had natural speed. My mom ran track, and my dad played football. You know, since I was little, I was, you know, fast.
Where did your dad and mom go to school in high school, college?
My dad went to Struma, then BRCC, and my mom went to Glen Oaks, then BRCC.
Man, back in the day when those teams were phenomenal.
Yeah.
So you got the lineage from both sides.
Yes, sir.
Who's the better athlete out of your mom and dad?
I don't know. I might go.
Is it even? what's left? I know doing this, again, as long as I've done it, the one thing you want to keep working because you don't want to ever feel satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think you need to work on to keep getting to where you want to be when you do go to college?
I'm not a perfect catcher. I want to do way better in my catching and my ball running. I want to break a lot more tackles. A lot of tackles that I know I can break, but, you know, I just don't. I want to – my gap, I don't know what it's called, but, like, I want to read my gaps better. I want to maneuver, you know, get skinny all the time, stuff like that.
Now, Le'Veon Moss and you are track guys in the same meets.
Yes, sir.
And you are both big-time running backs in Baton Rouge. Yeah. Have y'all developed a friendship since you are around each other as much? Are y'all competitors? Or?
Yeah, for track – at track, actually, we would go practice at a Struma. You know, sometimes I'll go to him, talk to him a little bit. You know, the track meet, we'll race against each other. And on my first time actually racing against him, I was talking a little trash. I called him my idol. And then, like, 20 seconds later, I beat him in the race. So that was kind of fun.
Messed with him and he got him. I'm sure if Moss listens, he'll probably text you something. But, again, I saw you play last year. What's it like playing for Marbles this year? Like, y'all are actually getting to play for the LHSA this year.
It's the best feeling in the world because, you know, right now we're 2-0, but we're going 3-0. And it's, like, it feels good to know it actually counts this time.
They got some good teams left to play, huh?
Yes,
Plaquemine, St. Michael's, Broadmoor this week.
Yes, sir.
Is there a defensive guy that you've went against so far? You're like, oh, that's a dude. That's a big-time guy. Is there one that sticks out to you that you went against?
Not yet.
Who gives you trouble in practice at Liberty High School? Who gives you who's the best hitter on the team that definitely gets you?
I want to say Jordan and Lester, because Lester, he's a great DN.
Lester Jones,
he's always squeezing and disciplined. And Jordan, he's gonna be there. Like, every time I hit a gap, he's gonna be there.
We're recruiting. I know it's too early to say you're going here or going there. You still got 2 years of football in high school. All the big guys have offered you,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. LSU's offered early. They don't offer running backs early.
Yes, sir. But
how do you feel being a hometown boy?
Did
that feel really good to get an early offer from LSU like that?
Yeah, I grew up watching LSU. I grew up watching Leonard Fournette, Kevin Falk, and people like that.
Guys.
Yeah. Letting them offer me, hear Coach O'Boys, you know, them building a relationship with me is good.
You want to enjoy it, take a bunch of visits, but it sounds like they're the team to beat, huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's your LSU favorite player as a running back growing up, besides Fournette? Did you have another one? What about Clyde Edwards? Did you like
Clyde? Clyde Edwards was good, but mostly I want to say Darius Geis.
Geis had a little something to him. Y'all built similar.
Me and Darius Geis?
Yeah, very similar. He was like 205, 5'11", a Catholic when I watched him.
Yes, sir.
Got up to 220. That's probably what you – what do you think would be your max weight when you finish? 210, 15?
Finish high school? Well, 210.
210?
I was winning 215 a while ago off the quarantine, but I just slimmed down a little bit.
But you don't screw up that 10 500 meters, right?
No.
Right. What can you run, you think, in 100 before you're done in high school?
Going for 10.3 or 10.2.
Wow. That's big time. Coach, that's a good goal. That'd be a national top two, huh?
Yeah, that's a great goal to have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got the ability to do it. He's got to work at it.
Yeah. Who else is good in track in 100, in your opinion, right now, besides you and Le'Veon Moss? Is there another guy, or is it really?
I think it was a guy from Carancro. He beat me in a regional. Forgot his name, though.
Okay. But not a bunch of guys.
No, not on the top of the head.
Do you watch the 5A, 4A meets at LSU, like the state track meets? Do you keep up with that?
No. It's mostly football.
I like that. Football guy that runs track, huh, Coach?
That's it.
You throw javelin, anything else? You just run?
Just run.
Y'all got a good javelin thrower, Coach?
No.
Shot putter?
No.
Y'all
like to run in this.
No? No? You look like you could still throw a 35 in a shot put if you just picked up a ball and did it.
Teach me a little technique. I can
push. Probably do it.
Probably could.
50's always above average. But I think
Well, sure, he don't have no more events left that he can run.
Right, he's already right. maxed out on events. Caleb, brag on some of your teammates. Talk about some of the guys. I mean, we talked about Lester Jones already.
Yes,
talked about McNeely. Talk about some guys that we haven't mentioned. Me and Coach talked about those guys already, but who are some unsung guys that you think will sign being their teammate?
I got my quarterback, Kylan. He's got a strong arm, he's good accuracy, he's disciplined, and, you know, this is a good teammate because he knows, like, when to give me the ball, he knows when it's not to give me the ball. He knows how to read the defenses, and that's great. We got Keelan on the other side of the ball. He's the free safety. Now, he be getting on my nerves sometimes because he talk a lot of trash, but it be all a good
fun. Keeps you going, though.
Yes, sir.
And y'all were teammates, so
yes, sir.
That's good. Y'all sound like y'all push each other.
Yeah.
Any linemen you want to throw out?
I got to throw my whole
line. Yeah, you can't say one and not all five.
Now, our linemen, you know, we weren't great at first, but they all grew as a unit, and you know, it's very amazing to watch how. People like players like them, they work some more, and they get to a point where you can call them a good, decent line.
Caleb Jackson, on a typical Saturday, what are you doing when college football's on all day? Are you one of them guys that watches football all day?
He's coming here first.
You come here to get ready for the game, the next game. Yeah.
Come here to watch
film. Some film.
Talking to a couple coaches, they texting me. Gotta go home, watch the teams, watch the highlights, watch the running backs, the O-lines, and stuff like that.
And then once you clear for the next game with Coach, you can take the remote, you and your dad, mom, I guess. Who would be your top two teams you can't wait to watch on Saturdays?
Probably LSU. I want to say Ole Miss. Ole Miss been doing
good. They've been hot lately. Man.
Yes, sir.
That offense is scary. You know, what's crazy is Matt Corral.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Long Beach, California. Went to Poly High School that produced like 200 D1 players.
What's that?
He was shaky against LSU last year.
Yeah.
LSU picked him off, I think, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
But, man, when he's on,
he's
I mean, he looks like he could go 40 or 50, huh, Coach?
Yeah, he's had a great year so far. And he's the new odds-on favorite for the Heisman right now.
I mean, he looks like a Burrow right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
he's got the offense role.
Yeah, Braylon Sanders and the running backs they got.
Yes, sir.
But they got to beat Alabama.
You know, a stat that I was surprised about is Ole Miss led the SEC in rushing offense.
You wouldn't think that.
Yeah, and you would think they're spread it out.
73rd team, or 83rd.
They led the SEC in rushing last year.
I think they got a good O-line, too.
Ain't no doubt.
Their defense has improved. I thought at first, I'm like, you know, they beat Louisville, who wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, they don't even like that anymore.
Yeah.
But then they play a good team. I thought Tulane's a good team, and they just, man, they could have scored 100 points in that game.
Yeah. Starters didn't even play in the
No. So, Caleb, you enjoying it, though, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're not tired of recruiting? You still liking it?
It's still new to me.
How many games have you been to so far since it's opening up to visit college games? Are you wanting to go full blast on that this year or more next year?
I'm trying to go this year, but, you know, with football and all that, I'm trying to be safe because, you know, it's my team first and then their team and all that.
So how many would you like to get in this year?
I'm trying to get as many as I can. I was supposed to go to Alabama, but some stuff happened. Then I'm trying to go to Mississippi State. And, of course, I got to go to the LSU game.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, Coach, if he goes to a game with 100,000
right.
and he gets COVID, then you don't have him for the next Friday game, right?
Right.
People don't think of that.
No, they're not.
Man, it was good meeting you.
You too.
And from afar, I watched you last year, and I'm like, man, that guy, he's got something to him. And then you've grown into a bigger, better player already. Coach, you got him for two more years. You got most of these guys for two, and then it's insane the talent y'all might have here in 3 years.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff that y'all were going to do to attract more kids to come here.
Yes, sir.
It's scary what y'all could reach goal-wise, mm-hmm. you know. So, but appreciate you joining us, man.
And that's going to do it for our interview here today. On this Friday, Lee Burkeen went to Liberty Manning High School and interviewed Coach Dre Trosclair and their star running back, Caleb Jackson, who, surprisingly, is only going to be a junior. So a lot of teams in that district in Baton Rouge in Class 4A will have to deal with Caleb Jackson another year. But, man, this is a very talented roster overall. We talked about their star quarterback. They got a really good offensive line, good receivers, a good linebacking core that can go to the next level. This is a really good Liberty Manning High School football program that you would, if you just saw them play, you would never guess that this would be their first year of playing varsity football. And I would have to say Plaquemine High School has really had a reign of terror on that district for so long. And I know the Green Devils are a little bit nervous when they are going to have to play a team just that's really a new program with as much of a high ceiling as they can be. It's going to be scary what this Liberty team can do once they get more guys in this program. They're already dressing about close to 80 guys already. But, man, this is going to be a scary team in the next couple of years. It's already a scary team now as far as a team that could make some noise in the playoffs. And they have the talent. They got the coaching. Man, it's going to be a team to watch out for. So if you're trying to look out for a sleeper team in the playoffs to look out for, watch out for the Liberty High School Patriots coming up. Well, we want to appreciate Coach. Want to thank Coach Dre Trosclair and Caleb Jackson taking their time out of their busy schedule. I know they're getting ready for a game against Broadmoor, and it seemed like it didn't affect them with the interviews as a 60-0 victory in Week 3 as the Patriots are 3-0 currently. And yeah, a lot of teams really starting to come back because of Hurricane Ida. Some teams are delayed and are coming back. And it's really good to see that a lot of these teams are coming back with the hurricane and everything that's been going on. So it's really refreshing, I would say, for all these high schools to be coming back. And especially some of those areas that were affected most by Hurricane Ida. It is really refreshing to see really high school football come back to normal and seeing everybody play again. And with COVID last year. But it looks like it's going to do it for us here at the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. Man, we have another great weekend set for you for high school, college, NFL. Enjoy it. There are a lot of intriguing games. LSU is going to play Mississippi State this weekend. It is a revenge game from last year for LSU. They gave over 600 yards of passing to Mike Leach in that air raid offense. And if you didn't listen to an earlier show this week for the Sports Scouting Report podcast, I predicted a 31-21 victory for the LSU Tigers. I think that they'll be motivated after last year, and the defense will be more of a bend but don't break and not give up the big explosive plays. Now, we just heard about Derek Stingley and his injury. Very, very questionable for Saturday's game. We'll see how that injury plays out for Saturday. But yeah, looking forward to this weekend of college football. A lot of great games to watch all over Louisiana. And if you're a Louisiana fan out there, just enjoy it. And it's always great to have college football, NFL. The Saints going to play in New England too. So let's see what New Orleans Saints team will see. It will be the one from Week 1, which they dominated the Green Bay Packers. Or will it be the one in Week 2, which they got dominated by the Carolina Panthers. So we'll see what New Orleans Saints team will see. But enjoy your football Friday, everybody. Enjoy your football weekend. And we want to appreciate our sponsors before we wrap the show up. Harvey Autos, John Harvey Toyota. We can't do it without him. We also have to thank Medine's Collision Center and Treads and Care Tire Company. We cannot do the show without them, and we appreciate all their support. Well, for Lieber Keen, I am Jace Lejeune saying so long, and we hope that all of you enjoy your football weekend. Have yourself a good weekend, and we'll check back with y'all on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keen.